The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We know Jesus in a number of different ways, based on his own presentation of himself. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Servant of Servants, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Great Physician, the Lamb of God, the Son of David, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. He is all of these things and more. He is our brother and friend. He offers himself to us in this way. He is the font of life, the bread of life. The list can continue. He is all of these things. And this Sunday, he presents himself to us as the Good Shepherd. He gathers us together as that Good Shepherd. We also hear Jesus being referred to as the cornerstone, the foundation of the church. He can also be considered the bridegroom of the church. As Good Shepherd, he focuses on his people as his flock, sheep who gather around the shepherd in security, in safety, in contentment, relying on his care, his oversight, his wisdom, his knowledge of the terrain, so that they may know safety and they may find what they need in good pastures. As part of God's flock, we belong with each other and we belong to our shepherd. A shepherd is a guardian and a companion and a caregiver. Jesus has told us over and over that he loves us and he has known us intimately because we are his. As shepherd, he knows us because he is with us. He stands alongside us and spends his life surrounded by his flock in their midst. As our good shepherd, Jesus is a source of confidence and peace for us, and also a point of reference in our life. Sheep in the fields spend a lot of time with their heads down, grazing and eating in the pasture. But sometimes they will lift their heads and look for their shepherd, a point of reference. Where are they in relationship to the flock and to the one who cares for them? Jesus, our good shepherd, is always there. And as members of his flock, we can and need to check often to see how close we are to our shepherd. When we look up from grazing, of living our everyday life, of our own daily preoccupations, when we look up from our daily life, can we see Christ? Where is he in relationship to us? Is he far away? Is he close by? Is he standing right next to us? How close are we to the one who is our guardian? Is he too far away? Is he dangerously far away? Can we see him when we look up? If we cannot see our Lord, our Good Shepherd, when we look up from our daily life, we are in trouble. Just like the sheep, out of sight from his shepherd, is in danger. In this very gospel, Jesus speaks about the wolf coming to snatch away members of the flock. And if we look up from our daily life and see our Savior, our Good Shepherd, then this is reassuring. We know that we are in his care. We know that he is near. And it gives us confidence and reassurance as we continue our daily life. As our first reading suggests, there is no question that we have one Good Shepherd who is our one Savior, who calls all to himself so that the flock that he envisions can grow in number and in unity. That is God's desire for us. Jesus holds us together. As the cornerstone, he holds us up, making us a strong edifice, a strong structure, church, a strong community, a strong family of faith, and a strong dwelling place for God. Because even more importantly than God dwelling in this dwelling place, in the tabernacle, waiting for our return and ready to be brought to those in need, he dwells in us. This Sunday is given to us as a Sunday to remember the constancy and attentiveness and compassion and awareness and proximity of our God to us. It is a time to recognize and thank God for the companionship of our Savior, his care for us, his desire for our well-being and protection, and the grace that he offers to us because of that proximity. It also reminds us of the mission of Jesus to guide us through life to the promised land. The promised land that is for us our heavenly homeland. Along with this imagery of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, which is an ancient image of Christ in Christian art and depiction of Jesus, we also are given by the church an opportunity to remember and to pray for vocations to the priesthood, especially to leadership roles within the church that act as deputy shepherds who echo or relate to us the presence of the Good Shepherd among us. We are called to pray for and encourage the consideration of vocations to ordained ministry, to the priesthood and to the diaconate, along with other vocations that serve the church through consecration and through sacrifice. Let us continue within our own community here to pray for these vocations to arise from among our families, so that our local church will move into the future by the grace of God, led by many good and holy shepherds. Let us encourage our young people to consider this vocation, to encourage them to ponder and seriously test their vocation to religious life. Heaven forbid we may squash or dismiss these opportunities, this discernment that is placed in the heart of our young people. For our church will go on, but our sacraments will not without the help of ordained shepherds, ordained priests. And as it goes in these days in our diocese, we have a sufficient number of priests to serve the diocese as we speak today. But that will change over time. And the number of seminarians that we have this year will not be sufficient to replace those priests that are aging or retiring in the next number of years. And so we need new vocations. We cannot squash these vocations. And we can do all we can, both supporting them financially and their formation, those in formation today, but pray for them as they continue in their formation, that their vocation may be true and become strong in the Lord. Let us also pray for our young ones as they come up. And pray for our church, so that we may know the grace of God through the sacraments, through the Eucharist, through the service and self-sacrifice of many good shepherds who reflect the grace of the Good Shepherd, Jesus himself. Let us pray that our church continue in good hands that reflect the best hands. Let us pray for the continued safety and well-being of the diocese and of our family of faith, that we may continually be guided through the wisdom of the Good Shepherd and by the grace and inspiration of the Holy Spirit towards that eternal good pasture where we will find eternal rest. Let us continue our celebration this day.